What do you?
Well, the van, let's see. Well, the van, sometimes a van has two doors and sometimes they have four doors. Mostly the front door you can slide all the way back and then open. And sometimes you can't, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't think it doesn't open up in the back.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a very long car that might have four doors and it's real long, you can get a lot of people in it? Sometimes funeral homes have these cars and they're black.
I mean Cadillacs?
Or yeah.
Eldorados? Or,
how about limousine?
Yeah, limousine.
Is that how they look?
Yeah. Most of the time, you know, well, I guess they were common, they're a limousine, but you know, most people have them now, so you know, it's not any big
thing. Yeah, I was thinking of the kind that are really much longer than the kind you just, yeah. you know, drive.
But most time, well, most of their cars have three windows, you know, three doors on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most ones I see.
You seen people just driving around with that kind of car?
Yeah, taking to the car wash and a lot of things like that, filling up with gas.
Takes a lot of gas, doesn't it?
I know. It really, yeah, ought to. About 20 gallons.
How about a slang term for a really large car like that, like a Cadillac or an Eldorado?
Well, a slang term for Eldorado would be an L dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cadillac would be a kitty cat.
What about an Electra? 225.
Most time people call them 225, deuce and a quarter.
Uh-huh. Can you think of anything else? Do any other cars have names like that?
Well, you know, the VW Volkswagen, it's the Beetle and the Bug, and the Cutlass will be a Cut, and can't think of any more. Let's see. Can't think of anyone.
Mm-hmm. What kind of public transportation is here in Memphis?
Buses, cabs.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find the speedometer on a car?
The speedometer. Right as you sit down, most of the time it's sitting right there. It's the long way. Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. What do you call that whole part there?
The dashboard?
Yeah. What do you call the little thing over in the right hand corner?
What?
Over the maps and stuff.
Oh, the glove compartment.
Do you find any other kinds of indicators? Yeah, you have a speedometer and a
window.
Yeah,
the speedometer and it tells how this little thing. If it tells how much gas you have in your mm-hmm. car, and let's see, another little thing might tell you how many miles you've gone, and some of them tell. Now because we have two, and we said one has the mileage down here, and then another one over here. They don't have the same number on though. I don't know what it could be. Then let's see. Well, let's see, a speed alert could be on some cars, and a clock, and little signs over here that would light up when, you know, when you need to stop the engine and need to get gas. I mean, not gas, but mm-hmm. get oil, and need to get your generator checked, or your car's too hot and you need water or something. Little lights like that will flash up when you need it most, I think.
What might you wrap around several maps to keep them together? It's stretchy.
Rubber bands.
And if you had just a few sheets of paper to put together, what might you put on them to keep them together?
Paper clip.
Where do you keep the spare tire?
In the truck.
And what do you call the thing you step on to have more gas?
Accelerator.
What about how you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
Without, mm-hmm. meaning the stick in the floor?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it?
You know how to do it? You know how to drive a car like that?
Not like that. All I know is this. Well, I can do the reverse and then the drive, but I don't understand the rest of it. All that other the stuff you do, just keep on going.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what you have to push in when you do that with your other foot. You gotta have a clutch.
What a clutch is.
Yeah. And when you have a car like that, have you ever heard any slang terms for these gears?
Just the gears.
Have you ever seen
shift the gears?
Have you ever seen a car with gears, not on the in the floor, but maybe up on the steering wheel?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
What would I call it?
Would you do you know anything for that?
Mm-mm.
What are the things humps in residential districts that are designed to slow down fast traffic?
Oh, speed breaker.
How about emergency vehicles now? Things like that the fire department uses and the police department uses. Can you describe the different kinds of things you've seen that the fire department uses?
Well, to get the people out of the way or just their vehicles?
Everything you can think of.
Okay,